The US-based son of Iran's ousted Shah says he is prepared to return to the country and lead a transition to a democratic government. Reza Pahlavi has played a role in calling for the protests, with some protesters chanting "Long live the Shah." Mr. Pahlavi has told Fox News he is ready and willing to lead, but there needs to be a clear plan on how any potential transition would work.
But it is important that we have a good process established so the world understand, and the people of Iran most importantly understand, exactly this time how we're going to achieve that. Unlike what happened 47 years ago, where nobody really had a clue what it would mean to have what Khomeini planned for Iran. And by the time they woke up to it, it was too late. And I've stepped in at their request to provide them with that process. I'm committed to that, to ensure that we end up with a democratic alternative in Iran.
Anti-government protests are now entering a third week, continuing even after internet access and telephone lines were cut on Thursday. The US-based rights group Human Rights Activist News Agency says it has verified the deaths of 490 protesters and 48 security personnel, with more than 10,600 people arrested. The semi-official Tasmin News Agency says 109 security personnel had been killed in the protests across the country.